Welcome to this teaching on God's laws for business. We're continuing a pathway on lessons that will help you start a business if you've never owned a business. We'll help those that have a business and want to make it better, or even those that have a business and it's failing and you want to fix it. Let's hear the story of Demiri and what happened when he chose to buy the cheaper tires rather than tires with high quality. Demiri needed new tires for his car. He had to decide between a more expensive high-quality tire and a cheaper one that he had never heard of. Both sets of tires looked somewhat similar, though the cheaper tire visibly lacked quality and attention to detail. The brand name on the side of the cheap tire was crooked, and there were other small things that he noticed, but nothing that seemed like it was a big deal. So he bought the cheaper tires for the first and the very last time he ever would in his lifetime. After driving only 2 hours, his first tire blew out as he was driving. He thought that maybe he had driven over a nail, but after looking at the tire, he could see that the tread was peeling off. The reason why the tires were so much cheaper was now becoming very clear. He was able to put on his spare tire and get back on the road. Within another hour, though, his second of the four tires blew out as he was driving. Oh no! Now he was stranded in the middle of his journey with no spare tire. He had an important meeting to get to in the next city, and so he had to flag down a Boda to take him to the new city for his appointment. The combined cost of the cheap tires and the Boda ride, and then having to buy four more new tires to replace the cheap ones, it all added up to cost much more than the more expensive tires if he had purchased them at the beginning. Sometimes buying the lowest quality will make you cry over and over again. A wise man said it this way, buy quality and cry only once. Let's discuss some of the truth of why it is important to understand the law of quality. Having poor quality all by itself can kill an otherwise good business. It may be one of the main reasons businesses fail. Customers are always measuring your level of quality for you, whether you see it or not. In Demiri's case, he was buying tires. You could have a list of items that you're purchasing at the market, and each item normally has several choices you can make. You can choose the higher quality that typically has a bit higher price, or you might choose a lower quality with a lower price. This decision-making is always going on in everyone's life, all the time, as they make purchases with their money. What you should strive for is a good, consistent quality product at a fair price, as this is necessary for a customer to trust you, and trust is ultimately the goal. Repeat customers are definitely the foundation for your business. You might have an occasional traveler that just walks in and buys once, but that won't make your business last for a long time. You must focus on those people nearby you, in an area close by, and they come back again and again and again. That's what we call a repeat customer. And that will happen when they trust you. They will trust the quality compared to the price that they're being charged. We are not teaching you to always buy the highest price. That's not the idea. We're just telling you that quality plays into price, and the person that focuses on quality is going to succeed in a better way than those that just focus on price. Most businesses need some kind of advertising, and advertising can be expensive. But keep this in mind, that your customers are a significant amount of what is happening with advertising. You would be better off having better quality and spending less on newspaper ads or radio spots and making sure that your quality matches the prices that you're going to ask for the product or service. Your customers will talk. Do you want them to be speaking praises, or do you want them to be criticizing what a bad deal they got from your business? Studies have shown that an unhappy customer will tell twice as many people or more about their experiences as compared to a happy customer. So for your business, you need to be asking this question: what level of quality should I pursue? No matter what the company, no matter what the service, no matter what the product, there's this question: where is the price to quality trade-off? Where should my business fit? In general, the lower the quality of the product or service is equal to a lower price, whereas higher quality normally equates to higher price for that product or service. In general, we suggest that you offer the higher quality products and service and go after that market. And if you currently have a business that is not doing that, you might want to change the products you're offering if you have an existing business based on what you're learning today. We've watched a cycle of businesses that are so eager to get started. They'll do almost anything to get into business. They'll even borrow money that they don't even know they can pay back. And then they get into business and realize the only customer they have is those customers that are going to buy from the cheapest possible product or service that can be purchased. That customer purchases from the cheapest one until there's someone else that's cheaper. So the business owner keeps lowering their price so that they're cheapest. And pretty soon it's like a battle. It's like a war between two businesses, just lowering their price, not knowing anything about the law of record keeping, not knowing anything about the law of customer development, not knowing anything about the other laws that we're teaching. And over a short period of time, normally less than 1 year, this business goes out of business. This person normally blames other people for this. This was not their fault. They even blame the government. They blame the supplier. They will even blame God that they said they had been asking God to help them, but God didn't seem to help them. This has nothing to do with that. God wants to help you if you will focus on His laws. And this is one of the laws, the law of quality. Another observation that we have made when we discuss this price versus quality trade-off comes when we buy something from a foreign country. Sometimes we are so eager to get into business that we find out that you could buy things from the ship coming from China or India. They know that they have to be the cheapest price. These countries can easily make high-quality products and ship them to people that are quality-minded. Group or culture that is not quality-minded, and you're only price-minded, then those suppliers in those foreign countries keep lowering the quality, because they have to. The quality comes with a price-quality trade-off. So now they ship you something that is very low quality, and with the eagerness to get into business, a person buys these wholesale at a very poor quality, low price, and then competes again in that market of selling at the lowest price. At the end, people are not satisfied. They don't want to buy shoes that wear out in just 2 months or 3 months. They don't want to buy plastic pots and pans that have no value. They want to buy something of higher quality. So think about this cycle that now you must enter into deciding where you fit in to this discussion of price to quality trade-off. We prefer that you enter into a business that you can either control the quality because you are making the item, or that you have trust in your supplier that they also are quality-minded, and to have the higher quality will normally mean it will cost a little bit more, but there's a price-to-quality trade-off. And now, when you come to your customers, you must be able to explain to them and show them the extra value of paying the higher price because it has the higher quality. Competing to be the, quote, lowest price around, unquote, can become a long battle that eventually cuts your profit below what you need to operate. You won't stay in business. It will kill your business. It's only a matter of time before a bigger business starts competing with you, or a similar business that is willing to have less profit or even taking a loss on their sales. We know that many small businesses have very poor record keeping. And if you're competing with someone that has very poor record keeping, they may not even know that they're losing money. They may not know that the money that they're borrowed from the bank that they're using up week after week after week have no chance of paying it back because with every sale, they were losing money. Why would you send your product out and put some money in the pouch and give it back to them? That's what you're doing when you don't know the price of your product, you don't have good record keeping, and you're trying to match the price of a competitor so that you have customers. It's very important that you understand the concept of having trust with your customers. If your customers do not trust you, they're not likely to repeat. And repeat customers and referral customers continue to be the strongest thing that you possibly can have for advertising. higher quality products can have a larger profit margin and, in general, are more desirable for the long-term health of your business. I would like to tell the story of my ownership of business in light of this subject, the law of quality. My first business that I owned and started with what I had, very small, was a transportation company. But even though I didn't have the best equipment, I didn't have the best vehicles, I always focused on taking care of my customer. And taking care of my customer, moving furniture from one house to the other, meant that I had to focus on quality. I had to know that I was going to take care of their furniture. No one wants to have a big scratch on their table. No one wants to have damage on their floor. And so I was in homes, moving furniture, and quality was a very important thing. When I had a good customer, they would tell their friends to call my company. Oh, it was so valuable to get referral customers. But that was because my current customer was happy. Oh, by the way, when I did get a referral from someone, I made an honest attempt to find the person that gave the reference and thank them. I just simply said, thank you for telling others about your good experience with my company. I owned this company for a total of 17 years. That brings to point that when you're in business, the long-term health of your company is what you're after. A business that has only existed for 3 years is just getting started. They're just figuring out how to do things better, step by step, improving on these laws. That's where you want to think, can I take this business over a long period of time and be profitable? Quality is part of the key. The law of quality is so important in your life, in the way you purchase things, but also in the way that you run your business. You must determine how much quality you're willing to pay for. In the long run, higher quality at a fair price will win. These lessons are not of high value unless you actually take some action and implement some of the lessons that we've just taught. Think of your situation. When have you purchased a product or service that was of a higher quality than what you expected? Did you tell someone else about your positive experience after it happened? Ask yourself, what can be applied from this to your business right now? Take action. Take out a piece of paper and a pencil and write down 3 ways that you can increase the quality of your product or service in your current business. Or if you're thinking about a business, think about how you can do that when you do own a business. Think about it. Take action. Thanks for being a part of this teaching on the law of quality. We have yet a third session on this law because it's so important.